Reds and Cardinals. That means Mike Leake against Bronson Arroyo. We'll take it to the bottom of the fifth. Matt Carpenter at the plate.
Schaebler going to track this thing? No, it goes over his head and to the wall. Leake scores. Fowler scores. Diaz coming to the plate. He will score. A three-run double for Matt Carpenter. Hit hard toward right field. Piscotty Harry on the move. That ball over his head and off the wall. Hamilton easily to the plate. It's now 4-2 game. Schaebler rips it to right field. Over the head of Piscotty. He's had a big day today as well. Tying run has scored, and the Reds have fought all the way back to tie this game here in the seventh at 4.
And now Votto, who's 1-for-4. Votto lines it up the middle. That's a base hit. It'll get only one run in, and the Reds have taken a 5-4 lead.
Diaz and Iglesias.
And a ground ball to third. Suarez has it, throws it, out. The Reds with a comeback from a 4-0 deficit after 5.
5-4 Reds is your final score. Adam Duvall had a good day, 4-for-5 with 2 runs and an RBI. Bronson Arroyo goes 4, allowing 4 runs on 5 hits while walking 4. Mike Leake was solid, 6 innings, 8 hits, and just 1 earned run. Brian Price and the Reds able to pull it off against the Cardinals on Sunday thanks to a go-ahead single by Joey Votto in the 8th. Here's Price on the victory.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a lot of clutch at-bats. We had to get to that point first, and part of that was Lorenzen coming in and shutting down the inning to where he gave us a chance to get in there and not give up any more. That was big, but, you know, certainly, you know, Barnhart leading off with a walk and Mez hitting the ball through the left side, Billy up there to bunt draws a walk, and the bat by Votto that led to that, that big run was big because, you know, Cozart was up there and you're going, okay, well, you hope the guy ahead of you could do it, because I think every time you get an out, it puts more pressure on the next guy if you haven't scored yet. And that's why Joey's at bat became so big, is to not put it all on then on Duvall, who I would have faith in giving us a good at bat. But you want to take that heat off the next guy, and Joey did that.
Got to be impressed with Schaebler, continues to hit the ball hard, and Duvall had himself a day.
He did. He had a huge day. And swinging the bat good. You know, there's always that feeling. You know, even if there's times where he struggles, there's a feeling that the next day he's going to come in and bust out and do some damage. And the great thing about Adam is he just doesn't concede to the struggle that happens over the course of a season. And he stays positive and optimistic, works hard, and good things happen.
5 innings of scoreless baseball from your bullpen, and Iglesias, tying run 90 feet away, pulls it out.
He did. You know, the other thing is, it was interesting in that play, you know, as Diaz is a really good bunter, and you don't really think with 2 outs and a runner at third in a one-run game that in that situation he's going to try to lay one down, but you have to respect it. You know, you hate for a guy to beat you with a bunt or tie the game up with a bunt right there, so we had to play, at least for the first strike, we had to play Suarez, you know, even with the bag, to respect the bunt, and next thing you know, that ball's right on top of him, and fortunately he was able to knock it down and get the out.
Could backtrack real quick to Arroyo. Battled, had an unfortunate wild pitch there for the first run. Can you assess his day overall?
Yeah, I think it's just that. I think it's a competition. I think that as he's building up endurance, I think he gets to a certain point in the day where he gets pretty close to having enough, you know, and he tries to battle through it. But we're trying to, you know, respect the fact that he's still coming back after 2.5 years of inactivity or inability to play, but he just competes, you know what? And I think that's a good lesson for all the younger guys to learn, is that, you know, he never gives in, he never shuts it down, he just keeps coming at you. He hasn't been spectacular yet, but I think if we can get through the early stages of the season, he can be.
Joey Votto put the Reds ahead in the 8th with an RBI single that made it 5-4. That would be the final score. Here's Votto on the win.
I missed a couple good pitches earlier in that bat, and I ended up putting a ball in play with 2 strikes, and good things came out of that. So I'm just glad the timing was there and guys were on base, and we got the win today, which is really a big deal.
Big deal because you never want to go home winless on a road trip. It's one victory we know, but would this be in the bigger category, rallying from 4 runs down?
Wow, I totally forgot we did that today. And this is a tough environment to play. They clearly have a good team over there. And coming from behind, It's hard to do. And coming from behind today, God, these mosquitoes are killing me right now.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, yeah. It was good comeback today, and it's tough, like I said, to come back against these guys.
You didn't have 8 home runs until the end of May last year. We know we got off to a slow start last year, but are you trying for power numbers this year? Is it just one of those things in baseball that it's happened so far?
They come in bunches. Duvall said that today, and I certainly don't try to hit home runs unless I try to hit home runs. So it's just how it comes about.
You got to be proud of the bullpen today after Arroyo leaves the game 5 scoreless innings, and Rysell worked a gem of 2 innings today.
Yeah, they keep getting better. Wandy looked really good, and obviously Ressia looked good. And seeing these guys get better, that's what we're all trying to do here. Position players, pitchers, we're all trying to get better. We are trying to make Reds baseball great again.
Monday, the Reds will be in Cincinnati to host a series against the Cubs. Same day, Cardinals will be in St. Louis to host a series against the Brewers.